Hey, it's Sam Beck here. Welcome to this video. Now, I'm excited today. I'm going to be talking to you about sales pages. Now, sales pages obviously are created to help you sell more products, but how do we actually script those and how do we get people to buy off our sales pages? Well, that's what we're talking about today as part of the One Goal Method series we're doing here on this channel. So let's get to it. Okay, so we've created opt-in pages, we've gone through that in a past video, and if you'd like to check out more about that, that's the video before this one, and you can check it out down below, there's a link down there. Today what we're going to be focusing on is sales pages, and sales pages are used to sell your products online. So whether you're selling a digital product, whether you're selling a physical product, you could also call these landing pages, for example. And what it basically is it's a way that you can sell your product. And usually in a sales funnel, this is the first time that you're going to be actually selling something to someone. So you want to make sure that you get this right. Now, sales page in itself can be either really long or really short. And you'd have probably seen many different landing pages online or even home pages of websites you've landed on yourself. And you probably have gone down and some have interested you and some haven't. Your challenge with the sales page is to appeal to as much of your audience as possible to maximize the amount of sales that you'll make. And one of the best ways that you can usually do that, depending on your niche, is by starting off within this page at a low cost by selling a low priced item. It's an absolute bargain, because your goal within a sales funnel is to bring someone from the stage where they don't know about you to the stage where they've actually purchased a number of your products. And what you need to do is this first step comes into play. This is the first sell you're doing, is you want to really separate the people who are the tire kickers, the people that aren't interested in buying anything from the people that are willing to take out their credit card and make a purchase. So the goal of the sales page, the first sales page, is usually to make sure that you're able to identify who your buyers are and who your buyers are not. Now, there's many different ways that people do this. I've seen recently one of the most popular trends, which I'll talk more on in another video, is that people will sell a physical product and they'll actually give that physical product away for free. All that they're asking of their visitor is that they pay for shipping. So they're seeing and they're gauging who out of my visitors is willing to pay for my products, my services, my information, because once they've paid you once, it means that you're more likely to get paid by them again and again. And when you're laying out your offers within a sales funnel and you have many different products that you're going to be selling, that's the most important thing that you want to identify, because after that, once you've identified your buyers, it becomes a whole lot easier to sell more products in future. It becomes a whole lot more easy to build more trust with that person and also to be seen as an expert to them. So that's the first thing. You want to make sure that your pricing is correct. Down below, there's also another video where we actually investigate and dive into pricing and how important pricing really is to what you're doing with your sales pages. And I definitely recommend you check out that, because it's one of those things that can make or break a product. And if you're the type of person that likes to go all in, creates their first sales funnel, and then suddenly goes out there and launches it to the world and has a number of people looking at it, you wanna make sure you get that right to start off with. So you can go down below to check that out. So I've identified a few things and a structure that you can follow to make this easy for you, because when you're writing a sales page, the key is being able to communicate what it is you want your audience to understand about the product. And again, the one goal that you're trying to achieve here is to take people from the stage where they're reading about it, about your product, they're considering whether they want to buy it or not, and they actually do go ahead and buy it. So your sales page itself should be really fully focused on making that sale, and everything that you write about should be leading to that sale. So you don't want to have any information on that page that, you know, would distract someone from the decision they're making as to whether they want to take action and purchase your product, or whether they're going to say, well, I'm not interested. So we want to make sure that they're making an action and they're not getting sidetracked. So we start off with the headline. The headline is really important. I've mentioned this in the past before, but the headline itself, about 70% of people will read your headline and make a decision based on that. There's an interesting statistic that I saw as well that it was from Copyblogger. I've got it on my screen right here. And Copyblogger basically said that if you're dealing with a headline, then 8 out of 10 people will read your headline based on their statistics, and only 2 out of 10 will actually proceed to read the rest of your content. So you see how important the headline is, and you want to make sure that it communicates what you want people to understand about what they're going to be able to achieve when they get your product or after they get your product. And again, a sales page, one of the most important things that you can do here is make it emotional, not logical. So you want to make sure that you don't want to go over top with this, but you want to make sure that people are more drawn in emotionally to what they could achieve or get as a result of purchasing your product. So you want to sell based on the end result that it could deliver to the person that's getting access, not on the content itself, such as, you know, hey, we have 14 pages. In these 14 pages, we're going to show you this, we're going to show you that. You want to make sure that you're making it clear that we're going to show you this so you can achieve this. We're going to show you this so you can achieve this and lead people down the page in that way. So work on your headline and make sure that you do really well with your headline and spend a lot of time getting it right. Then you're going to have your subheadline. If you can, you want to put a video on your page, even if it's a really basic video, budget video, could be done, you know, on your iPhone, just a video that's introducing yourself, because it's a great trust builder. And these days, people want to see video. People are watching video more than ever. So if you can get on video, it'll help you to sell your product. Just make sure you stick on message and make sure that you communicate the benefits and getting access to the product itself. On your sales page itself, you want to make sure you highlight your buy buttons. You want to make sure it's really clear and someone understands exactly how they can buy. You know, if you're walking into a store, and actually I can take an example of this the other day. There was a shop that I was interested in going into. The door was closed and you could barely see inside the shop. It wasn't very inviting. It made it difficult for me to understand whether it was closed or not. I believe it was open, but I wasn't 100% sure. And in the end, I was just like, you know, I can't be bothered with this. So you want to make sure that it's really easy and clear how someone gets access to your product. Also, you want to stick to a structure. The structure is probably the most important thing as you're going through this, because it'll take people through the stages of understanding everything about your product before actually making the decision to purchase. The structure that we use and most people use is headline, subheadline, video, story about the product or the project itself, explanation of the product or service, the benefit of the product or service. Then we have trust builders, which is basically testimonials, call to actions, and then after that, an about us, a final call to action, and maybe some FAQs about the product itself, some questions and some answers that people might commonly be thinking as they're going through your sales page. You want to make sure also that your story appeals to your audience, and that as you're going through this and you're going through these different points, that you do have some sort of trust builder. The video helps to build trust, but also some testimonials. And you can get testimonials quite easily from around the internet. You can ask people for testimonials if they've used your product. Hopefully you can find some people who want to try out your product for free. You should be giving out free accounts to people to get feedback about how you can improve your product and make sure that it's actually appealing correctly to your audience and it covers everything you need to. So these are some pointers about what you should be including in your sales page. Igloo obviously makes it really easy to create sales pages, but if you find it hard to create sales copy scripts, one thing that I do is I like to go to the, depending on which niche I'm actually writing the sales copy for, I tend to go and look at what the top products are doing, what they're communicating, and how they write. I'll read a lot of sales copy before I start writing my own sales copy. There's a book you can purchase, which is called it's by Eric Whitman, and it's called Cashvertising. It's one of the best books that I've read, which gives pointers on different points that you can write about relating to your product that helps it to sell. And also to finish that off, what I would recommend as well is that you download a copy of a report that we've created down below. Down below, I've actually constructed everything for you about what you should be adding into each of these sections, and I've actually got the structure that you can download as well. And you can use that as a resource. You can print it out, and as you're writing your sales copy, as you're creating that sales page for your sales funnel, which everyone who has to do, who creates sales funnels, as you can actually go through this guide and you can follow the different steps that'll take you through each part of your page to make sure that you end up with the right end result. And if you are using Igloo, you'll know already that all of our templates, all of our sales funnel related templates, they have a structure, they have a clear structure you can follow. So if you are a member of Igloo, it's really easy to actually walk through and you get pointers within Igloo of what you should be writing. And then you can just construct a sales page very easily using that software. So if you are not an Igloo user already, I highly recommend getting access to it. It's a software that I own. However, if you are not a Igloo user, you want to do this without a software, there are many different resources out there, including this download that you can download down below, which will help you to construct better sales pages. Cool, thanks for listening. This is Sam Becker. Subscribe to this channel to find out more about marketing, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. See you later.